First, agriculture is a big economic driver here in Wisconsin. That's no secret. It generates more than $88 billion a year in the state. While farming is an important piece of the state's economy, the number of farms and a drop in the number of people who want to get into agriculture has been a cause for concern.
But a bipartisan bill before the state legislature provides assistance for Wisconsin's veterans to encourage them to go into agriculture.
We've got two lawmakers supporting that bill here with us now. Patrick Teston is a Republican senator in the state Senate. He represents Stevens Point. Senator Teston, thanks for joining us.
Great to be on.
And Evan Goyke is a Democrat representing Milwaukee in the state Assembly. Representative Goyke, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Now, we've got two sides of this. There's the veterans and there's the farming. Let's start on the farming side. Senator Teston, what are we seeing in agriculture right now that has you worried as part of, as the supply of farmers goes?
It's an aging demographic. We live in a state that when you take a look at our population that's 65 or older, that population is going to increase over the next two decades by 72%. And when you take a look at our agricultural community, the average age of our farmer is in their late 50s. And we need to get a new generation of farmers interested in the field to make sure that our $88 billion agricultural industry doesn't lag behind.
And Representative Goyke, we don't necessarily have the succession plans in place. There isn't that new generation out there taking over the farms, is there?
That's correct. It's just interesting to be on and talking about this. I represent part of the central city of Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. There are zero farms in my district. My district is just over 3,500 acres, which may be smaller than some farms in Senator Teston's district. Yet we are farming. And this bill encourages both urban farmers and rural farmers. And so if we're going to get creative in talking about who our future farmers are, they're going to come from cities as well.
So we've got a demand problem on that side. And now we see a supply maybe of veterans who could get into farming. Can you talk about, Senator Teston, veterans in the Wisconsin workforce?
Well, sure. This whole idea came about from the program that's been implemented in West Virginia back in, I believe it was 2014. And to do just that, to help veterans go into agriculture. When you take a look, our men and women who put on the uniform are some of the hardest working and bravest individuals that we have in our country. And oftentimes when they come back from their tours of service, many of them have scars that are visible and some that aren't. And studies have shown that the rigorous work that comes along with farming is very therapeutic. It helps with things like PTSD. In the West Virginia program, eight veterans went on record and said because of this program, it actually prevented them from taking their own lives.
Wow.
And so we see this as an opportunity to really point them in the right direction to, one, make sure that we continue strong ag tradition in the state, but more importantly, that veterans have an outlet and an avenue to pursue after their service to our country.
And Representative Goyke, what would this legislation do ultimately if passed?
So if passed, there would be the creation of a department within the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection, specifically designed around veterans in agriculture, both veterans that are currently farming and those that are interested in a career in agriculture. And it would supply those men and women and their families with education, training, mentorship, hopefully a one-stop source for answers to daunting questions of people that want to get involved in agriculture. The second thing it would do is create a state-sponsored logo type that veteran farmers could use in the sale of their products, and that I'm not a farmer, but I am a consumer of food. I could actually see this logo and direct my consumer dollars to support veteran farmers in Wisconsin.
And Senator Teston, as I understand it, this isn't just, hey, you're a veteran who grew up on a farm. We want to help you get into farming. This could be somebody from Representative Goyke's district in central Milwaukee.
Well, absolutely. That's just it. I mean, as Representative Goyke mentioned, this has appeal for both urban and rural areas, your traditional farms. And now when you see aquaculture facilities popping up all across the state, which is really, to me, the future of agriculture. But it's not just for veterans. This is also for Gold Star families. So for those who have lost a loved one in service to this country, they are also going to have the opportunity to participate in this program. And as the representative mentioned, you know, I think all of us would be willing to, when we go down to our farmer's market or our grocery store on the weekend, if we saw, a head of lettuce and we knew it was made by a veteran, I'd be more than willing to spend a few extra dollars knowing that's going to help those individuals and those families who have served.
We're talking about new legislation advancing in the state legislature, aiming at getting some Wisconsin veterans involved in agriculture. State Senator Patrick Teston with us, State Representative Evan Goyke. Want to talk about not the specifics of the legislation, but the process a little bit here. Republican and a Democrat in the room with me, big city, small town. These are groups that don't always work well together, play well together here in the state. Representative Goyke, why is it important for this kind of legislation to bring parties together?
Well, it should be done more often. Obviously, I think voters both in Democratic areas and Republican areas like to see lawmakers and encourage me, and I'm sure encourage Senator Teston to work more often together. But, you know, Senator Teston outlined that this is an issue. There are veteran groups farming 5 blocks from my house in the central city or 50 miles away from my house on an open farm field. And so every corner of the state can benefit from this legislation. And the legislation's moving forward. It's passed the state Senate yesterday. It is hopefully scheduled for a vote next week in the state assembly and has received strong bipartisan support thus far.
And Senator Teston, I've heard from lawmakers sometimes, we do cooperate. You guys in the media don't listen when we do it. You focus on the conflict stuff. Is there more of this kind of thing going out there than we know?
No, I think there absolutely is. In fact, we had a constituent in the office today who was visiting us from Stevens Point coming down to the Capitol, and he asked, what's it like down here? And we actually pulled up the tracker of all the bills that we're currently working on, and I think 90% of them have bipartisan support or bipartisan co-sponsors. And so, there are a lot of issues that we're able to put aside our political differences to do what's best for our constituencies, for our communities, and for our state, because at the end of the day, whether you're Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, we all want what's best for our families. We want what's best for our communities, for our state, and our country. We sometimes have different ways of getting there. I think we all agree on that. But on a lot of these issues, politics don't get interjected into it. And so we're able to sit down, work with one another, and really bring forth good legislation that's to the benefit of the entire state.
We're talking to State Senator Patrick Teston of Stevens Point and State Assembly Representative Evan Goyke, looking at from Milwaukee, about a bipartisan bill they're co-sponsoring that would provide help to Wisconsin veterans as a way to encourage them to get into farming. And you can join the conversation by calling 800-642-1234. What questions do you have about the bill? Are you a veteran yourself who wants to know more about the program? If you're a farmer, do you think this is a good plan? Are you looking for someone maybe to take over your operation? You don't have that next generation. Maybe a veteran could be that next generation. Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also tweet us at Central Time WPR. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Right now, we're talking to State Senator Patrick Teston of Stevens Point and State Representative Evan Goyke of Milwaukee. They're the co-sponsors of a bill that would help veterans in the state become farmers.
You can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. Are you a veteran? What are your thoughts on this idea? If you're a farmer, would you like to work with veterans? Are you a veteran who's gone into farming? Maybe you want to give some encouragement to your colleagues. Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@wpr.org. Before we get to our callers, let's talk about the skills match. You were talking about that a little, Senator Teston. We think of farming sometimes as this rustic, old-fashioned type of thing. And then when you talk to farmers, you find out how high-tech an industry this is. Is that part of why this might be a good match for veterans who are coming from a high-technology military?
I think so. When you take a look at the advances in agricultural technology from even 30, 40 years ago, it's vastly different. I've toured a number of the large operations in my district, and it's incredible what they're using. I mean, they are using satellite GPS to determine moisture content in the soil so they can change their irrigation practices, to GPS monitors in their trucks so they know that when there's idle time. And so, I mean, a lot of these technologies are the same technologies these veterans use in service. And so to be able to come back from that and then go into a field where they can use the same stuff that they use when they served, I think that's a huge benefit.
Let's go to our callers now at 800-642-1234. Tim is on the line in Juneau. Tim, hi.
Hello. I had a couple quick comments. One is, I think it's a fantastic idea as far as introducing veterans to it. I actually have a friend of mine that was a veteran of the Iraqi war that I introduced to a local farmer friend, and it's been fantastic for him for being able to get his mind off of things, you know, that had happened in the war, I think, to kind of refocus his life, give him a new purpose, if you will. And he's been very thankful, as is the farmer, for the introduction. He's just helping him, but, you know, that scenario, I think, is fantastic, because I think it is a good thing for veterans. The thing I have, the concern I always have with this type of stuff is, what about the financials? I mean, I came from a farming background, and I'm not farming because it's just, to be able to take over the family farm, it'd be just overwhelming, especially a lot of the smaller farms. You know, it's a whole different world out there as far as scale of farming today, and to introduce somebody into that type of, you know, even a small scale farm, how do they, you know, overcome that debt load?
Tim, thanks a lot for calling. Representative Goyke, let's start with that second point first. Is there, are they connected, these veterans, maybe, with help to figure out finances of farming?
Yeah, so the direct answer to the question is that the bill itself does not include an appropriation of state funds for veteran farmers. So there isn't grants or loans associated with this bill. But the caller made a really important point about debt and capital and access. I mentioned earlier in the interview that part of the program is to train, educate, and pair veteran farmers with mentors. And the goal in all of that is to make smart financial decisions as farmers, new farmers, enter the profession. And I wouldn't know where to begin on day one. And I would, if it was just me, make a lot of unforced errors. And sometimes that's the difference between, you know, staying in business and not. And so the answer to the question is there's no dollars attached to this bill. There may be in the future if this is successful. And one point just to mention is currently we don't know how many veteran farmers we even have in the state of Wisconsin. I can't tell you the need for this at this point. We will know that because of this bill, and maybe Senator Teston and I will be back a year from now with a different bill funding.
And Senator Teston?
So, yeah, I mean, that is a great question. And in some other states that have incorporated programs like this, they do have some sort of financial assistance. From our take, because as Representative Goyke mentioned, we just don't know, you know, how big this program is going to be, how many are going to take advantage of it. So we weren't very prescriptive in the language. We really wanted to leave this up to the departments and the UW extension to, let's get this off the ground and see if it takes off. And then from there, if this is really successful, then certainly there's going to be more opportunity down the road to work with Representative Goyke and our colleagues in the legislature to maybe make this a little bit more expansive.
Tim, thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. We'll go next to Joy on the line in West Bend. Joy, hi.
Hi. I'm happy to hear about this program. It's a positive thing to support really real people. As a nurse, I have a concern, and that is that there is a higher incidence of suicide among veterans, and you've already mentioned that there were veterans that said that they did not want to commit suicide after being in a similar program. But there's also a higher incidence of suicide among farmers because it can be such a hard profession. So I'm wondering how, if the program includes follow-up after someone is trained and matched with a mentor, you know, how long this follow-up might continue to see how, you know, happy they are in the long term.
Joy, thanks for that call. Senator Teston, I know I don't think there's anything specific in the legislation about that, but any thoughts on that topic?
Yeah, there's nothing specific written in the bill to deal with just that, but when you take a look at the statistics nationally, 25 veterans a day take their own lives. And just from the testimony that we had, and it was incredibly powerful testimony that we had in both the Assembly and the Senate hearing of individuals who are dealing with some pretty traumatic service-related industry or injuries and PTSD. And so if this is a chance for them to, you know, maybe get better, get healthy with this new program, as other veterans have in other states like West Virginia, I think this is only going to be a benefit to our veterans.
Do you want to add anything, Representative Goyke?
I would just add that the bill does not put a time limit on how long a veteran farmer can participate. The bill creates an office that would directly support veteran farmers. We've mentioned some of the services like training, education, mentorship. That's just the beginning. And, you know, to the caller's point, one of the groups that we brought to the table here is the Department of Veteran Affairs, which has a lot of services, and each county in Wisconsin has a veteran service officer that can help provide services. We're bringing that department to the table and to veteran farmers with this. So we hope this opens other doors of other programs and services that are already available to our veterans.
Joy, thanks a lot for that call. We have a comment from Brian in Eau Claire. Brian wonders, will this hurt smaller local farms? Will the big, the CAFOs, the larger farms, benefit the most? Is there anything about the scale of farms that you'd be connecting veterans with, Senator Teston?
No, I mean, this is pretty open-ended for all levels of agriculture. What was really interesting when we took a look at what other states are doing, and in fact, in West Virginia, over 300 veterans have been in the program, and they've actually created almost 200 new businesses. But one of the big things that really took off in West Virginia was beekeeping. And so, I mean, it's pretty interesting. I mean, I went with Representative Goyke to an aquaculture facility in his district back in, what was that, March or May. And really, I mean, there's so many different uses and applications for agriculture that these veterans can be a part of, from large operations to beekeepers.
And I wanted to ask Representative Goyke, what do you, when you think about this becoming law, what does success look like to you? What are you hoping for?
I think success is increasing the number of opportunities for veterans out there. I think of somebody that I don't know, somebody that might not know who I am or will ever vote for me, being able to pursue a love and a passion in farming, whether that's in Milwaukee or Stevens Point.
And Senator Teston, where is this in the legislature right now?
So it just passed the state Senate yesterday unanimously, which was, I was very thankful to my colleagues for their support and for all the committee members who voted for it in both the Assembly and the Senate committees. And now it's our hope that the Assembly will vote on this next week. And for us, for Representative Goyke and myself, we really believe this is pro-veteran, it's pro-agriculture, and it's pro-workforce.
And Representative Goyke, Senator Teston, was talking about some possible next steps after this passes and you see how much interest there is in it. Any other thoughts on what could be a sequel if that's not looking too far ahead?
I think Senator Teston and the caller both nailed it on the head, which is we need to see what the demand for this program is. We will assess its shortcomings or its successes. And if it's an opportunity to get more capital to new farmers that are veterans, I think you might hear from us in the near future to support that.
And briefly, Senator Teston, you talked about what people who have been through this in West Virginia have said. What kind of testimony did you hear from veterans here in the state?
We had veterans come from every corner of the state, from Milwaukee to Stevens Point, from Prairie du Chien. And the united message was this, is that this is a good piece of legislation, because if this has the potential to help even one veteran, then that's worth it in their opinions.
We'll leave it there for now. Thanks, Senator Teston, for joining us today.
Thank you.
And Representative Goyke, thanks for coming back as well.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Senator Patrick Teston, Republican representing Stevens Point in Wisconsin State Senate. Also with us, Representative Evan Goyke, a Democrat representing Milwaukee in the State Assembly. They join us today to talk about their bipartisan legislation. They co-sponsored that. It's aimed at helping veterans get into agriculture here in Wisconsin. As we've heard, it has passed the State Senate, coming up in the Assembly next week.